You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and welcome to my show, The Law of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. It's another week. We've got more opportunities. We've got more things in our lives that we can decide that we want to go after and that we are not going to wait. And that is what we're going to talk about this week, is don't wait to go after your dreams, right? Don't let fear, don't let your age, don't let procrastination stop you from going after anything. Because I have a wonderful guest this week. Her name is Jacqueline McKenzie. She was a Bob Proctor consultant with me probably 6 or 7 years ago. Knew her a long time ago. And I will tell you, when I first met her, she was one of the most timid, shy people I have ever met. And she took that quality and that trait, and she decided she was going to use it to her advantage and not let it get in her way. And she was really going to play big. And you will hear her story. She is now a best-selling author. She was a top consultant for Bob Proctor. She's raising 3 boys. She has her own program. And she is one of those people that didn't let anything get in her way. She did not wait, and she went after her dream. So it's a great segment, and I'm excited that you're here. And we will be right back with Jacqueline McKenzie. Hey, this is Paula Kidd Casey. Just wanted to let you know that I've got a new free 5-day launch coming in a couple of weeks. And the only thing you have to do to access it is go to Facebook, go to Your Success Formula, and join my group. Because I'm going to get you all the information that you're going to need, because this information is the best I have to offer. It's 5 days of amazing information, and I want you to be there. So go to Facebook, Your Success Formula, join my group, and I'm so excited that we're going to touch base in a couple weeks. And we are back with Jacqueline McKenzie, and she's one of my favorite people. I've known her for, I think we just figured out, about 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. And welcome, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me and inviting me today.
I am so excited. So Jacqueline and I were both consultants for Proctor Gallagher since, I think, 2014. So I've known her for quite a while. She was an amazing consultant, and then she went in to sell for Bob. She wrote a book, which literally I found about 3 days ago, and I reached out to her. It's called The Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, of Prophet. I think that's such a cute name. So anyway, Jacqueline, I'm so glad you're here. We would love to know your story, because you didn't start out to be a personal development coach, right?
No, I didn't at all, actually. Quite the opposite. I spent 11 years in construction, and kind of by default, I was started out when I was 19 years old. I was in between semesters for college, because I had gone traveling, and then I came back and I needed a job, and I got a job at a construction company and started out as a receptionist. And then quickly through that whole process and involvement, I ended up working my way up the ladder really quickly, and started project managing and estimating large commercial and institutional projects. And I spent 11 years in the construction industry. So it's pretty opposite to what I'm doing now, but I was always intrigued by people.
Well, and I remember when you had just, I think you were still working in construction when you became a consultant for Bob Proctor and came to one of the very first events with me. So how did that happen? How did you decide? Because that was a pretty big commitment. I mean, it was a commitment financially, it was a commitment time-wise, it was an energy commitment, it was a shift. Tell us how you got from running a construction company to decided you were going to go into personal
development? Well, so I wasn't, I spent 11 years in construction, and then I have three boys. And so I had taken some time off and to raise them. But how I got into what I'm doing now was back in 2006, I remember my mom calling me. I got home from the office, and that was when I was in construction. And she said, "Jacqueline, you need to turn on the TV. There's this these people being interviewed on Oprah, and they're talking about The Secret."
Oh, I love that.
I was completely intrigued because I always knew there was more to what we physically could see. I just didn't know how to put it all together.
Yes.
And that was my first introduction to the whole new thought leader approach and thinking and manifestation and positivity. And that really was kind of my journey of how, I guess, starting to study. And then years later, I started.
So what did you study? And that's how I started in 2006, mm-hmm. right? And so I think Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, is one of my first books. We didn't really have the internet like this, like we do now. What did you start studying? What can you remember some of the, because it was really pretty much self-help books at that point in time,
it
right?
It was, and it was, one of them was The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And I was completely mesmerized. And I remember thinking to myself, like, why did I not know of this sooner? And why?
Here's the deal. I think we were remembering it, right? We already knew it.
Yes.
It was just a memory that okay, now I get it, right? Because I was that way, that there was yearning for something. I didn't even know what it was. And it's amazing how many people The Secret actually found when they needed to. And it was a good foundation, right? It's not 100%
right.
Final when you're watching The Secret, but it definitely got us all started. So can you remember what other books you read?
Oh gosh. I think there, if I remember correctly, Deepak Chopra, probably saying his last name wrong. Jack Canfield, was another author, also obviously Bob Proctor. And those were kind of the books that I was, you know, really soaking in and just couldn't get enough of. Like there was just a bigger power that I didn't know about, but I was very intrigued. And like you said, I loved what you said just now. Like, I think I always believed it, but now it was just kind of putting it all together for me. And that was just how it all started to evolve.
I love it. I always said there was a Barnes and Noble angel, because I would go in there, and remember, we didn't really have Amazon and we couldn't really, you know, Google books, but I would go in there and I would find the exact book like I'm looking for. It's back in the alternative section. Right, you got to have your sunglasses on and your coat turned up so nobody knows that you're going back there. So, you know, one day I'm going toward there, right? And I have to go through the science area to get back there to the weird section. And literally, I'm not kidding, this book falls off the shelf in front of me. And it's called The God Theory by Bernard Haich. And it's about, he's an astrophysicist, but it's about quantum physics and science and how science and spirituality are coming together. So, you know, I just always knew there was another book that I needed to read, and it took me to another thing and another thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, back then that's all we had really were books there. I don't remember seminars, right? Do you remember?
Yeah. No, I mean, no, I don't remember even going to seminars, and it wasn't regularly talked about.
No, it wasn't.
Conversation like to now, personal growth and development is you can have conversations with, you know, anybody about it. But back then, which wasn't that long ago,
I know it wasn't.
You just never talked about those things at all.
Had you read Think and Grow Rich during that time? Because that is basically neither had I. Right, no. I had neither, and that's basically what Bob's foundation is. So you were reading books and raising three little boys, and then kind of tell us how you found, because we were consultants, like we didn't just take a class, we became consultants and teachers for the class. So it was pretty intense. How did you find that? And how did you decide that's what you wanted to do?
You know, to be honest, I think everything just, I don't know exactly how it happened. I think it was a time in my life where I was searching for more. And I had remembered Bob Proctor from the Secret, so I started Googling Bob Proctor, and up came Proctor Gallagher Institute, and I was like, oh wow. And that was like a new world to me too, because I'd never really done that before. I've never had a mentor before Bob, and then I filled out the form on the website and got a call, and they're talking about like the opportunities of how to work with Bob. So I was completely floored even by that opportunity, because I didn't even know that was possible back then. But there was something internally that was guiding me to do it. And I don't know exactly what it was, but it was just the moment in time. My intuition was picking up on something, I guess, and I just was following it.
I love it.
It always resonated with him though, in The Secret. I guess that's probably why I was Googling him, is because he was someone who, from The Secret, I remember watching him, and I was like, gosh, I'm like, I want to meet him one day. And I just knew he knew so much more information that I wanted to learn.
He's very calming and comforting and a professional, right? I mean, he's not so way out there. I mean, you and I both, it was a business oriented course, right? I mean, it's based on the law of attraction. It's based on magic, but it's very corporate oriented. And I did that too. I just, one morning I woke up and I see somebody on Facebook that liked him, and I go, I remember him, right? So I hit on it, and it goes directly to the consultant area. It doesn't go to like a main webpage, mm-hmm. right? It goes directly to the consultant area, and I call and I get a hold of Arash. You know Arash. He was like the head salesman, or the only salesman, or one of the salesmen, him and Bill. And you know, within what, 3 hours, he'd gotten Bob on the phone, they'd gotten Sandy on the phone, and I committed my life, and we haven't looked back. Before we got on, we were talking about how everything kind of works out, right? So walk us through the first time, because I met you, we were talking about 2014. When you first went to the first training, tell us about that.
Oh gosh.
I want to tell people about that.
it was just so new. Everything was new. I mean, I wasn't really sure, I think, what I was, you know, doing or getting into. I knew there was something that I really believed in, and I was just, you know, following that feeling. I know, like, back when I think about myself back then compared to where I am now, I was very shy and quiet and introverted. So I, you know, I don't know if that's really changed over the years. I just have, I guess I've learned in different ways of how to express it more and differently, because I still am really quiet and keep to myself. But it was, you know, it was like the starting point. I'd never been to really a conference or seminar before. So it was a new experience.
Well, I just want everybody to know, I remember Jacqueline at that, because now there's hundreds of consultants that are out these. And I think there were maybe 5 or 6 dozen. There weren't that many that time. And we were talking about getting outside of her comfort zone, right? Which she, you know, Jacqueline has just said that she's shy. And I don't even remember how it happened, but Bob dared you. You said you used to play the piano and you wanted to play the piano again, and that was something that you hadn't done for a while. Yeah. And Bob dared you to go play the piano. And I remember at a break, you found a grand piano and everybody's standing around and you're playing it beautifully, right? You stepped outside your comfort zone. Yeah. It was something that I've remembered for 6 or 7 years. So do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. That was, I think about that often, because I think about the things that we want to do and then the reasons why, or we give ourselves of not wanting to do them. And I remember that moment because I grew up around the piano and I had dabbled in it when I was really young, but nothing really extravagant in that area. But I remember my son and I were driving and he was getting into music lessons and he was talking about learning different instruments and then he was wanting to learn how to play the drums at that time. And he asked me, he's like, Mom, he's like, do you play an instrument? And I said, well, I would love to learn how to play the piano. And I never will forget that, because it taught me a huge lesson. Cause he looked at me, he's like, well, why aren't you playing the piano?
Good question.
And I was like, well, right away, I'm like, well, Ryder, I'm, you know, at that time I was in my late 30s. I'm like, I don't have a piano. I'm too old. I don't have time. I'm too right? All these excuses, like all these things were coming, you know, giving me the reasons why I can't do it. And as I was listening to myself talk, I was like, what am I doing? And then it was literally, Paula, a few days later when we were at the conference, I don't know, that story came out somehow. And I remember Bob walking over to me and he's like, Jacqueline, he's like, what do you, and this is at the very beginning when I barely knew him. He's like, what do you really want? And I said, well, I'm doing what I want. I'm learning how to help people. And, you know, I really want to help people achieve their dreams and their goals. He's like, no, forget about that. He's like, what is it that you really want? And like this little voice inside of me squeaked out and was like, I want to learn how to play the piano. And he's just like, really? He's like, well, why haven't you? And at that point, I was like, I don't want to give him any excuses of why I can't, because I know that's, but he's, I remember that because it was that night he said, he's like, before you go home tonight, you need to go down to the hall and play a piece on the piano. And I don't know if you remember her name, but she, I can't remember her name, but I was like, gosh, I didn't even know what to play. Like I knew the scale and that was really about it. And there happened to be a lady sitting at my table. She goes, I used to teach piano lessons. I can take Jacqueline out there and just show her a few things.
Before I love that. No coincidences, you guys. There's a reason all this happens.
Exactly. And so I was completely floored. So we did that and went out and she took me out and taught me a couple of things. And then everybody came out to watch. And then part of the deal in the arrangement with Bob was that before I came into back into the conference the next morning, I had to call and book myself some piano lessons. And when I had left the conference like that night, we get out pretty late. So I was like, well, there's no chance piano studios are going to be open like
24 hours a day. There's no pianos or us 24 hours a day. Yes,
exactly. So I was just like, I'll just call and leave a message. Well, sure enough, someone answers the phone and they were literally just leaving and locking up, but they heard the phone ring. So they answered it. And I was like, so, and then I said, I need to book some lessons. And that was the start of it. So
I love that. So many lessons in that. Number one, being in the now and taking advantage of opportunities in the now. So many of us don't. And then overcoming a fear that is based on nothing, right?
Yeah.
What could possibly happen to you if you started playing the piano? I mean, you know, nothing is going to hurt you, but man, out of that comfort zone. And those are two things that I can remember that you taught me, right? That you're afraid of things that don't make sense, but it's still a real fear. And you have to actually attack that fear in the now and then act on it. And I love that. And so I know when you came back to another conference, you had taken piano lessons, right?
I took piano lessons and then I was practicing on this little keyboard for a really long time. And then a few months later, I bought myself a piano that I was able to play on. So it was a great moment that taught me such a simple moment that taught me so many things, because it doesn't matter how old you are in your life or what you want. If you want it, that's the first prerequisite to anything. And it taught me, like, I was, you know, automatically just thinking, why I can't, like, I'm too old. Like, I will get my kids in piano lessons and stuff, but I wasn't thinking about myself and what I wanted. And so it taught me some really valuable lessons.
I love that you use the word simple, because it is simple lessons. It's moment by moment, right? It's a step. It's not, we have to jump off this huge cliff, right? And people are even, and I remember your timidity. Is that the right word? Your shyness when you were saying to him what you wanted. And we are afraid to even say what we want, right? Yeah. We say what we think other people want us to say, but we need to really dig down deep and find out what piano we want to play, right? Because if anything, I think that probably showed you, that little simple act showed you that you could do anything.
I love the way you just said that, because we can play any piano we want in life, but we just have to decide what it is that we want and go after it.
I love it. And I want everybody listening to understand how that really propelled you in Procter Gallagher. Because I will tell you that Jacqueline was one of the top producers, and she was the one that would get up in front of 500, 1,000 people and tell her story. So tell us how you grew, because I know you've grown with that, and you've got your own program now. How you grew from that piano playing time through being one of their top consultants.
Oh, gosh. I think to be honest, I kind of became obsessed, you know, just when we started learning about ourselves and what we're capable of, I became a little bit obsessed about, you know, what I was capable of. I think for a long time, like there would be times in my life where I would hold myself back and then times that I wouldn't. And I think it was like this, almost like this game I was playing just inside my mind and just with myself to see kind of what I could do. And
that's the only place we play that game is in our mind, right? Oh, yeah. We all play it. So yeah. Thank you for acknowledging that, because that's the only place we play it.
Absolutely. And we're not taught how to think, and we're taught what to think. And I remember when Bob was, you know, the first time he was talking about, like, we have the ability to choose how we want to think. We can think positive or we can think negative. And we have this ability to build an image of what we want in our lives. And we have ability to build an image of who we want to become. And when he said those things, it was like my mind was completely taken off and rattled around, because no one had ever talked to me about those things. And he taught me how to think. And so that was something like that, just those simple principles. And they sound so simple, but it's often the simplest things are hardest to do. Like when I was, you know, learning how to think and learning how to really expand my mind of myself and what I was capable of, it was like, oh my gosh, what else can I do? What else can I do? Like, I just wanted to keep building this big image and learning how to move through the fear and the doubts and the worries, and learning that that's all part of the process. I mean, I didn't learn this when I was younger. I was learned.
Do you think anybody has? I mean, they don't.
Not that I found.
Schools, right. They don't teach it in schools. We're not taught that. And it's the most integral part of being human, is this power of learning how to think. I love that. We're not taught how to think. We're taught what to think.
Yeah.
And those are our conditionings and our paradigms and our, you know, and it's very hard to get outside of that.
Yeah.
But you did, and you became a top consultant for him.
Yeah. I just built, exactly like what we would teach our clients, I would do for myself. So I built an image of myself. I saw myself, you know, helping hundreds of people around the world. I saw myself speaking on stages. I saw myself, you know, having a really successful business, but then also a life of freedom. And that's how I wanted to build everything around, was, you know, around the boys and, being able to work from anywhere in the world. So, you know, when I wrote out my vision, I wrote it out, like seeing myself already there. And then in the daily activities, I just, you know, working in the daily activities to build that dream or that vision.
And we have to become what we want to be before we can actually see it. And that's an energy, right? We have to become that expert, that person on stage. And I will tell you, Jacqueline, I saw you when you started playing the piano, and then I've seen you on stage and just totally blossomed and had so much to say. And, you know, you said it's simple. It's very simple. That doesn't mean it's easy, right? Yeah. But it's simple, and it takes tenacity and it takes courage to step outside of that, which brings me to the next thing. You have now moved on to your own program. You had courage to because we all are growing, right? We're either growing and expanding or we're contracting. And so tell us about where you are now and how you've grown and what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, I'm still, you know, I'm still teaching, I'm still helping people. I feel like that's my purpose in life. I love to help. Like I love the also like the spiritual laws or the universal laws, and I just love them. That's a side I think, you know, I'm just completely immersed in is, you know, how do we take these universal laws and how do you apply them, you know, both personally and professionally. You know, I base a lot of my teachings around, you know, how to get in harmony with the laws. Like you always start out with your goals and where you want to go, but then how do you align everything else, you know, with your goals? Because sometimes what can happen is you can set these big goals, but the things that you're doing on a daily basis or your behaviors or your habits and stuff, they're not really aligned with where you want to go. They can maybe be taking you in different directions. So
I can remember one of the things that Bob would put up, which is a piece of paper with lines through it, right? And you can go up vibrationally one or two levels of your energy. But if you're down below, it's impossible to get on the top level of the PowerPoint until you change your vibration, right? And that's what we're doing every day. We're wanting to get up to that higher level, but we're constantly picking a better feeling thought and staying in that energy, that vibration a little bit longer. And like you said, it's the daily activities that we do that I think we take for granted, but that's what gets us into a higher vibration of gratitude, of you know, appreciation, of joy, because that's the alignment with source, right? Do you ever listen to Abraham Hicks?
I haven't studied her fully, but I have heard like bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, well, she talks about aligning, right? Aligning with source and with your goal and stuff, and that's what we all teach. We just use different words, and it resonates with different people. Now, you
Absolutely.
live in Canada, right?
I do. Yes, just outside of Toronto.
Okay, and so you're teaching. What's the name of your program now?
So the purposely designed lifestyle. So that's, you know, really creating your goals and your like your purpose and your vision, and then basically aligning everything with your goals. So, you know, learning how to let go of things that no longer serve you. It's one of like the laws as a sacrifice. Like we have to make room for the new to come in. We can't hold on to things.
I love that. That's a hard one to learn right now, right? But our world is changing. We got to let go of what isn't serving us and move into what
Yeah,
does.
exactly. And learning how to set yourself up to win. You know, the learning how to the effortless way of, you know, how to do more with less, and you know, really learning like even like the law of resistance, like learning how to basically tune into yourself and knowing like when things are right and when things are off. And like that's a power that everybody is given, but we have to practice it and we have to exercise it. And you know, the law of resistance is like for we know that force negates
Right.
and we know that
What you
pushing
resist persists, right?
exactly. And you know, we when we going upstream is a lot harder than sometimes going with the flow. And you know, learning like those times or the law of rhythm. Sometimes we got to do more during the we got what works in the high periods is not necessarily going to work in the low periods. And you know, depending on what cycle or season of life that you're in. So that's you know what we it's purposely it's taking like really it's instead of just letting things happen, it's consciously taking control of what you want in your life. Like we're taught to build business plans and then work our plan. Well, what about building your life plan that you really want, and then you start working your life plan?
I love it. I love it. So, you know, one of the things you talked about was what we talk, one of the six intellectual faculties, intuition. And that's what we need to really be trusting, right? People, intuition is the very first thing we feel about something, and we need to trust that. What happens is we let logic and rational thinking jump in, and it scares the shit out of us. And it talks us out of it, right? Fear talks us out of it. So I love the fact that you said we need to start paying attention to that. We need to start utilizing that more because that's our higher self telling us where to go. And one of the other things you said is setting yourself up to win, right? People don't do that. They just kind of, you know, say, here I am. And tell us something people can do to set themselves up to win.
Like something easy you can do is like every day. So I think of like we know that we have to change habits and disciplines and so on. But every day, if you can go in with the mentality of, okay, how can I set myself up to win tomorrow? Because anything, like all the little things that we do each and every day compounded over time leads to great big things, but we got to start right where we are with what we have. So even just that one principle, how to set yourself up to win, you can use it just in your daily routine and saying, okay, well, what can I do today that is going to move me forward and help me tomorrow? So that's a way that you can learn how to set yourself up to win. Another way is your environment. I mean, we are products and creatures of our environment. So if you want to make sure you're in the right environment, you have the right people around you, the right support. And I know that's not easy for everybody, but I'm of the belief that there's amazing people out there who are like-minded as you, and they want to connect and grow, but it has to start with you first. You got to be open-minded yourself too, to meeting new people. So that's a great way to set yourself up to win. Or another great way to set yourself up to win is through, surrounding yourself with people that are smarter than you. Bob taught me that, like when I first started. And so I always wanted to kind of be around people that knew so way more, which is not, I mean, I don't think I'm smart by any means, but I just wanted to be around people who were doing better than me.
And well, I love that fact. We all need mentors, right?
Yeah.
Because we're either growing or we're contracting. But you know, I love the fact you talked about environment. For mm-hmm. one thing, that we teach the law of attraction. So whatever you're putting out there, you're going to attract. So we need to be putting out there that we want like-minded peers, and that's who we're going to find on Facebook or, you know, taking a walk or whatever. I had Marie Diamond on my show, I don't know, about 6 months ago. Do you remember Marie? She was in The Secret. She does feng shui. She moves things around in the right. And she's like worked with 23 Oscar winners, and they've won the Oscar after they've worked with her, but it's about your environment. Yeah. And she says, you know, we have vision boards, but they're 2D, but our environment is our vision board. It should be a 3D vision board. So wherever we're at, it needs to look nice. It doesn't have to take a lot, but it needs to be free of clutter. It needs to, she has a great app. If you go to Marie Diamond, she's got a great app, and it tells you which way to face. I mean, it's just amazing. Cool. It's got a little compass, and it tells you which way to face. So she's on my show, and I'm telling her about my office, which was a bedroom that I turned into an office. And she goes, oh my God, stop it. So on the air, she's telling me how to rearrange the office, which I have done, right? And I'm facing the way I'm supposed to. And anyway, it's amazing how the environment, small things like that. So Marie Diamond has a really good app, and she's got a great website to help your environment. Cause I think that's a really great way to set yourself up to win. There's an energy when you have a good environment, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's a 3D vision board. Put physical things out. Like you want to win an Oscar, go buy a little Oscar and put out physical things out. I love that. And I love that is a really good way of setting yourself up to win. The other thing I think that you talked about that I think is important for people to understand is that you have to be responsible for yourself, right? Yeah. And that everything you teach and I teach is, here's some great natural laws of the universe, but you've got to be responsible to be able to utilize them, right? Because they work every time for everybody, but if we're not utilizing them to our advantage, what are some things that they can do with the natural laws of the universe to be responsible?
Well, probably the first thing is just taking responsibility for like everything that's in your life, positive or negative, because the truth of the matter is we attracted it, whether we like it or not.
That's a hard pill to swallow sometimes.
It really is. Like we think our way into the results, and we can think our way out. And the universal laws don't differentiate between positive or negative. They just react. And it's a law of cause and effect. So we taking responsibility for your results but not in a way where you're like beating yourself up, but in an objective way where you're looking at it from an outsider perspective and think, okay, well, this is, you know, on my plate right now, or, you know, in my life, How did this, you know, how did it get, how did this happen? How can, what's the, is there a lesson in this that I can learn? Has this like particular thing shown up before? Because we're creatures of habit and typically, you know, cycles and patterns happen over and over again in our life, and lessons are always learned until, or repeated until we've learned them. Yeah. So that's a great way of just, first of all, getting in harmony with the laws is like, we look at it from a perspective and we take out the lesson from it and we apply it, you know, moving forward. And Thomas Troward writes, talks a little bit about this in, one of his books in the yourself chapter. And he talks about the law of growth, and we know that everything is always growing. We're either growing or we're dying, but he says, we can't do next month's growth until we do this month's growth.
I love that. I love that.
And when I heard that, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just, when I first read that, I remember I was like, oh, what an amazing way to look at just everything in your life. It's just, whatever, we can't do next month's growth until we learn this month's growth. So I'm just have developed this mindset for me personally, because I have challenges just like everybody else. And I'm just looking at it and be like, how can I look at this differently? What can I learn from this so that I can move forward, you know, tomorrow or the next day? And you know, it's how we frame things in our mind, how we look at things.
Well, that takes us back to that one of the first books that we read, which is The Power of Now, right? The only thing we can do is right now, in mm-hmm. the present moment. We can't grow next month right now. So we have to stay where we are. And, you know, the law of polarity is one of the laws you were just talking about, that we're looking at what we don't want in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to automatically reflect to us what we do want in our lives. Yeah. And when it does, that can start being our goal. That's what we start putting our focus on.
Absolutely.
And so I love the fact that we have to take responsibility for where we are, but let's use that to our advantage mm-hmm. and mirror what we don't want, right?
Yeah. You know,
here's what we don't want. Here's the mirror of what we do want. And let's put our attention on that. So
yeah.
I love that we've reconnected. Tell us how they can get a hold of you, Jacqueline.
They can, well, I'm mostly on Instagram at I am Jacqueline Inc. I am Jacqueline Inc. And then, or else my website, which is jacquelineinc.com. And that's kind of, I guess, where I'm at currently. I'm not on Facebook a lot, but.
Well, it's a good thing you were, because that's how I found you. I messaged you. So I'm glad you were on Facebook then. And I'm assuming you do coaching, one-on-one coaching and group coaching. Is that what you do?
I do several group coaching, or sorry, one-on-ones a year. And then I also have group coaching as well.
Okay. So there's something for everyone that you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you could leave our listeners one tidbit, one piece of gem that you could, what would that be?
You know, that's a really good question, Paula. I feel like it's really important not to wait anymore.
Oh, I love that.
Because a lot of times we're always waiting. We're waiting for something to be different, or we're waiting for more time or more money or to be in a better position to start something. And I myself have learned this lesson over and over again. And I have just made a decision for me personally that I don't want to be in that waiting position. If it's something that is that I want and it's aligned and it's good and it's going to serve good, I want to start on it right now. And, you know, if 2020 has taught us anything at all, it's the time to start anything is always now. So those ideas, those goals that you want, now is the time to move forward on them, because you either wait in the waiting that we're all in right now under the circumstances, or you can use this time to take control and start creating what it is you want.
I love that. Don't wait. And that's, you know, this is the perfect time. I mean, personal development's gone up like 80% online because people are home now, right? They're starting to see what's most important to them.
Yes.
And they're needing the connection and they're reaching out. So there are groups out there, everybody. You can get a hold of Jacqueline. You can get a hold of me, that we have group coaching, and you'll find your tribe. So Jacqueline, I want to thank you so much for taking your time and sharing your journey, because it's such a great journey. And I just want you to know that I've seen Jacqueline grow, and she has just exploded onto the scene. And I'm so thankful that I know you and that you are on my show. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this.
I do too. I do too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will be right back. Hey, this is Paula Kid Casey. Just wanted to let you know that I've got a new free 5-day launch coming in a couple of weeks. And the only thing you have to do to access it is go to Facebook, go to Your Success Formula, and join my group, because I'm going to get you all the information that you're going to need, because this information is the best I have to offer. It's 5 days of amazing information, and I want you to be there. So go to Facebook, Your Success Formula, join my group, and I'm so excited that we're going to touch base in a couple weeks. And we are back. I love Jacqueline. I love her message. I love the fact that she says we're setting ourselves up to win when we make that decision to be responsible for our own lives, take responsibility for what's happened in our lives, use that as a catalyst, right? We're going to look at what we don't want. That's going to reflect to us what we do want. Get out a piece of paper and start writing what you do want. That's our first step. And don't be afraid. You can play the piano. It's not going to hurt you. You know, what do you really want? Not what you think you're supposed to want. But what does your heart tell you? It's time for us to be quiet and listen to our heart, because this is the time in the world, this is the time in our lives when we need to step up and be brave and show up and live the purpose that we came here to live. You know, we don't have anything guaranteed to us. And, you know, we have been shown that nothing may remain the same, except what remains the same is these natural laws of the universe. And when you learn them and you understand them and you learn to utilize them to your advantage, you are effortless going through this time space, and you learn to set your dreams and go after them. No matter what's happening on the outside circumstances, we can control who we are and how we show up in this world. And I'm so pleased that you've shown up in this world. I want to remind you that you need to go to Facebook and Your Success Formula and sign up, because I've got a new free 5-day launch coming up. It is wonderful, and it is something that all of you will be able to utilize in your life. Go to my website, lawyerofattraction.com. There's a great 7-day free Magic of Intention that is fun to do. My book is on Amazon, The Lawyer and the Law of Attraction. Please leave a review here on podcasts or also on Amazon. That helps a lot. And just know that I am thrilled that you have shown up listening to me and shown up in your life. And as Ram Dass always says, we are just walking each other home. And I'm humbled and honored and proud to be on this journey with you. So until next week, this is Paula Kid Casey, and I am the Lawyer of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.